When we think about top producers, the word excellent or excellence comes to mind. But how do you build excellence? Well, we're going to talk about that today. Stay tuned. This episode of Keeping It Real is brought to you by Real Geeks. How many homes are you going to sell this year? Do you have the right tools? Is your website turning soft leads into interested buyers? Are you spending money on leads that aren't converting? Well, Real Geeks is your solution. Find out why agents across the country choose Real Geeks as their technology partner. Real Geeks was created by an agent for agents. They pride themselves on delivering a sales and marketing solution so that you can easily generate more business. Their agent websites are fast and built for lead conversion with a smooth search experience for your visitors. Real Geeks also includes an easy-to-use agent CRM. So once a lead signs up on your website, you can track their interest and have great follow-up conversations. Real Geeks is loaded with a ton of marketing tools to nurture your leads and increase brand awareness. Visit realgeeks.com/keepingitrealpod and find out why realtors come to Real Geeks to generate more business. Again, visit realgeeks.com/keepingitrealpod. And now, onto our show.
This is Grow With Me, Business, Wealth, and Health with Erin Helley. And we are jumping in today with my 6 tips on building excellence as a realtor. Before we dive in, let's recap what we talked about in our last couple episodes. So 2 episodes ago, I challenged you to create your value proposition. And last episode, I challenged you to share that anywhere and everywhere you possibly can. So if you haven't done that yet, these are key components to what I'm going to share with you in my 6 tips for building excellence as a realtor. So I encourage you to go back and look at those and even look at my first couple episodes too, because a lot of what we talk about today is building off of what we've talked about in the previous episodes. And also know at any point, if you need help, you need some advice, you need just to bounce ideas off of someone, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. erin.m.helley@gmail.com. It's also in the show notes. You can find me all over social media. I really want to hear from you. So send it to me. Let me know what you're thinking, where you're at, and together we can build excellence. Okay, so let's dive in. So the world of real estate is, as I describe it, a whirlwind of chaos marked by ever-changing market conditions, economic uncertainties, and the ebb and flow of regional dynamics. To survive in this industry, you have to commit to embracing this chaos. This is an essential part of the realtor journey. I've also come to realize that success in this field is not just about navigating the intricacies of the market, but also about understanding people and their motivations, to include your own. Shifting your mindset to viewing challenges as opportunities for growth and recognizing the significance of people as your greatest asset can make you absolutely unstoppable. Okay, so that's the framework. And I'm going to give you my tips to navigating this whirlwind of chaos, okay? So here are my tips for building an outstanding realtor business that also allows you to build a life that you love. So tip number 1, strategize your purpose. Every successful realtor journey begins with a clear sense of purpose. Your why is not merely a mission statement, but a strategic compass guiding your every move. I need you to define your purpose. Align it strategically with your brand, which for the most part is going to be you, and let it shine through every single client interaction. This focused why doesn't just help you sell homes. It doesn't just help you help your clients. It helps you build lasting relationships and can establish you as a trusted advisor in this market, in this space, in this industry, which is how you're going to generate repeat customers and bring business to you over a long period of time. Okay, so it's about getting them to trust you. And the only way they're going to trust you is if you act consistently and you act authentically you, which is why your why is so important. Okay, so we talked about this in previous episodes. Go check it out if you haven't done this work yet. Step number two is to clarify your offerings. So the last two episodes, we talked about value proposition. We first talked about creating it, and I gave you a step-by-step with a PDF instructions on how to create your value proposition. And then in the last episode, we talked about how to share that proposition with the world and how to make it easily sort of just flow off your tongue in regular everyday conversation. So if you haven't done that yet, go back and do it, because I want to encourage you here to not try to be a jack of all trades. Figure out what you're good at and what really aligns with your why that we just talked about. And once you figure this out, only then can you clearly communicate your offerings to everyone. You want to communicate this to every single person you meet, your friends, your family, the clerk at the grocery store, everyone. Share it. And your passion is not going to make it sound like a pain in the butt. Like you, sometimes you feel like you're shoving your business down your throat, but if you are passionate about it, it's not going to come off that way. You have an offering, you have value, and you are sharing it with the world. That is what you're doing. Nothing more than that. Don't overthink it. Share it proudly and loudly. Okay. And remember that you're not selling. Your world, the world needs to know what you're offering, because what you're offering has value. So that's number two. Tip two is to clarify your offerings. Tip number three, elevate your digital presence. Now, this doesn't mean go create accounts on every single social media platform and post multiple times a day. It does not mean that. I am not saying that. That actually is very detrimental to your productivity as a realtor and as a business owner. Spending too much time on social media is going to result in nothing more than spending too much time on social media. You need to have a focused strategy for your social media. So this tip is grounded in the previous two tips. This is a way for you to showcase your why, showcase what your business is about, what it's for, what it's doing for you, and also to clarify your offerings. So that's what digital media, that's what social media, that's what your digital presence, that's what all the things that you're going to be doing to share is for. Okay, so you don't have to create this online presence across all platforms. Figure out who you're trying to reach, who's your target audience, and where are they hanging out, and create accounts there. If you are trying to attract luxury home buyers, I don't really think they're hanging out on TikTok. If you're trying to attract high-end agents, maybe look at LinkedIn or Alignable or some more business-focused social media platforms. Okay, so put some thought into this part of it. Put some thought into your online presence and where you want to be present. And you're going to leverage these platforms to showcase the person you are, the person that your clients are going to interact with. It's going to reflect you, your core values, and what sets you apart from other realtors in this very competitive landscape. Okay. So that's tip number three, elevate your digital presence, but do it with purpose and don't spend a ton of time here. Make sure that the time spent here is proportional to the value that you're going to get out of it. You're not getting paid to post on social media. So make sure you realize that and don't spend all your time here. Tip number four, and this applies to any business, no matter what it is that you're doing. Network, network, and network. Networking is not just a social activity, okay? This is a strategic imperative for your success as a realtor. So don't just join random professional organizations or attend local events. When you go to these things that you choose to go to because they align with your why and your vision, you need to go there to build meaningful connections with industry professionals, okay? You're going to build mutually beneficial relationships. You have value, you have worth. Go in there knowing that, have the confidence. And when you introduce yourself and you're sharing your business card, do so with vigor and with passion, and they're going to remember you. And make those events that you go to worthwhile. Make your time spent on Instagram and Facebook worthwhile by looking for meaningful connections, okay? Your network is everything, and this can open doors to referrals, partnerships, and collaborations. Remember, it's not just about you. Be prepared to bring value and give back to every single person you desire to add to your network. You want people that are going to receive value and also bring value back to you. And if that's the way that you approach it and that's the way that you network, you're going to naturally attract people that network in a similar way. And next thing you know, your network is not just going to be large and robust. It's going to be very productive and filled with value. And anytime you need help with something, you have a challenging client, a challenging closing, a title company isn't doing something you need them to do, or maybe you're looking for a referral agent, you have them. You don't have to spend more time looking for them. So that was tip number four, network, network, and network. Tip number five, I say this a lot. If you've been listening, you've probably heard me say it a couple times. Get comfortable being uncomfortable, okay? Business is hard. Being a realtor is hard. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for everybody. You've all met terrible realtors. You want to set yourself apart from them. So a huge leg up you can give yourself and an opportunity for yourself in all situations is to get comfortable being uncomfortable. So set yourself up head and shoulders above the other people and just go out there with confidence, knowing that even if you don't nail it, if you don't get it right, if you're not perfect, your value and your worth are what allows you to be in that room and allows you to take up space. And the more you do that and the more you push yourself outside of your comfort zone, the more comfortable you're going to be. And then you can continue to escalate and push yourself into more uncomfortable situations till you get to the point where maybe you're standing on large stages briefing to people. Maybe you don't want to do that. But my point is, every time that you push yourself out of your comfort zone is going to expand a little bit. So that's tip number five, get comfortable being uncomfortable. Tip number six, invest in you constantly. Invest in you first and foremost. Recognize that learning is a never-ending journey. You are never going to be done learning. Good realtors, good business owners don't just achieve a professional standard and stay there. If you want to stay at the top of the industry, you want to be the best realtor ever, you need to keep learning and developing and making yourself better. This should be a part of your everyday life. Invest in your personal and your professional development. And I think you'll see that as a realtor or a business owner, a lot of times you're going to see those two really go hand in hand. And there can be quite a gray area there, because what you're doing as a realtor is branding yourself and representing yourself to the world. And that's very personal. So as you're building your business and working on your professional development, you're probably also working on you and being a better version of you, which is just going to help you elevate your game professionally. And you just keep going, keep getting better. Okay. So invest in your personal and professional development, striving to get better every single day. Building a thriving realtor business is challenging, but it's also pretty straightforward. So craft a solid strategy around your why, stick to the basics, and maintain consistency as you do this. By doing so, you'll not only outshine, but also outlast the majority of realtors in the industry. Okay, so that's it. Those are my six tips for navigating this whirlwind of chaos that is the real estate industry. So let's recap. Tip number one, strategize your purpose. Tip number two, clarify your offerings. Tip three, elevate your digital presence. Tip four, network, network, and network. Tip five, get comfortable being uncomfortable. And tip six is to invest in you constantly. Okay. So these tips don't mean anything if you don't take action on them. So I'm going to give you guys the action step. Remember that I'm all about goals, action, and results. You set the goals. I'm going to give you the action, and together we'll achieve exceptional results. So the action step here is for you to go to a networking event in the next 2 weeks, because I'll be back on here again in two more weeks. I want you to go to a networking event. You don't have to go in person. It could be virtual, but it has to be a situation in which you are going to be able to introduce yourself or present yourself or make connections. And I want you to go in there with the intention of building meaningful connections. And I want you to share your business card or your virtual business card and your value proposition. Notice I said and, not you can't just get away with introducing yourself. You also need to introduce your value proposition to that person and ask them if they know anybody who could use your services and return the favor and say, maybe you start with this, say, hey, I'd love to help bring you business. Maybe you meet a landscaper or a title company and you say, I'd love to bring you business. Tell me about what you do. And they'll be glad to tell you. People love to talk about themselves and then say, awesome. This is what I do. This is my value. This is what I offer. Who do you know that's looking to buy or sell a house right now? Who do you know that can benefit from what I just shared with you? And they might not have somebody right there, but just say, that's okay if you don't, but please share this with me. I'm going to follow up with you. Is that okay if I check in with you in a week or so? I challenge you to do that. Okay. Go to a networking event, go to a situation where you can meet a professional in your industry that can help you with your business and just get out there and ask for it and tell me how it goes. Okay. Email me, Erin Helley, erin.m.helley@gmail.com. I want to hear how it goes. I want you to share it with me or post about it on social media and tag me. That would be awesome. Great content, by the way. So that's your challenge. That's your action step. I will see you in 2 weeks. I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Erin Helley, and this was the Grow With Me segment with a focus on business, wealth, and health. I'm a dream builder, team leader, and financially free realtor who wants to help you achieve all of your goals. Bye for now.